Heritage Hills is going to be a busy, busy spring and summer of golf, and we need to promote and talk about the Ladies League out at Heritage Hills, and we have two of the very best in studio today. Michelle Terry and Tracy Siss are here to talk about it. Michelle, first of all, how are you?
I'm great.
Good. Always call the queen of the ham loaf. There's a lot behind that story.
That's a story.
You bet. Still waiting for the ham loaf one of these days. You make one. I need to try a piece, okay?
I have the recipe.
Okay.
That's all I know.
You bet. Tracy, how you been?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing good. Doing terrific. We're promoting Ladies League. It is coming up here soon, isn't it, Michelle?
It is. We start the first Tuesday of May.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. we're gonna play on that, by the way. But we just want to shout out to all the ladies. We know you're out there. We know you want to have some fun. So we want you to come to the Hills on Tuesday nights with us and play some golf. We are going to have lots of fun flag prizes and play some fun games. And we just want to get all the ladies out there in our community, surrounding communities, that want to come out and join and have some fun.
And, two, I want to add to what Michelle said, because I think so many people have got a bad stigma about, like, the golf course and Ladies League, like they're stuffy people. And I'm going to tell you, we have met some of the most genuine, the nicest people out at the golf course. Mm-hmm. And I just encourage anybody that is wanted to try it or is interested or maybe just new to town, come out and give it a try. We have a great time. We love doing it.
I mean, we kind of think we're professionals, but we're really not. So the level of golf you play does not matter. We will help you. We will put you with the right people. Yeah. Yeah. We will make you feel comfortable. The first time I ever picked up a stick, it was at Ladies League, and I was very overwhelmed. It will not be that way.
No.
You got hooked, though, right away. Did you? Or did it take a little time?
No, apparently I got hooked right away because here I am. 20 years later, still doing it.
Yep. You bet. Yep. You bet. And you mentioned it's just not just for ladies in McCook. You invite for all other counties, don't you?
We encourage anybody in the surrounding areas, even down into Kansas, to come and join us. I mean, we're thinking about starting at 5:30. We have it 5:30. It's going to be between 5:30 and 6. We haven't set definite because I know it's pretty hard because we have a lot of younger moms that might have a hard time getting there, getting off work, getting their kids where they need to go by 5:30. So Michelle and I have been kicking that around. So we haven't set the start time definite yet, but it'll be either 5:30, 5:45, or 6 o'clock. But, we don't like to start too late because if we do have a lot of people, then sometimes it's dark by the time the round is done.
Tough to get through.
Yeah, and we don't want to do that because we like to gather because we've kind of, not we, in the last few years, Ladies League has drifted away from not the communication and get to know the other ladies that are there. But Michelle and I are going back to the way way it used to be, and we're going to go into the clubhouse. We're going to have a little informal meeting before we start, give the people their scorecards to go out and their whole assignments. Mm-hmm. And we haven't had that in the last few years. So a lot of the people you don't even know if you don't play in the league because we'll have the two leagues. We'll have the A and B league. Mm-hmm. And so we're bringing that back, and we want to bring it back in, after your round's done. Come back into the clubhouse. They'll have drink specials.
We're going to have burger night.
Yep.
We're going to have food there for us.
Yep.
Socialization.
Yeah.
Let's get to know each other. Let's bring our community together. The older women, the younger women, all of us, we can help each other.
And two, we even encourage the high school and college girls.
High school can't win any money.
Yeah, so
right.
If they're in high school.
It needs to be older than high school.
Okay,
yeah.
So graduated.
Yeah. The 14th, you're having an open house. Is that right?
We are. It's at the clubhouse. The bar will be open. Mm-hmm. We are going to have appetizers. We can get people signed up, take your money for Ladies League.
Answer any questions.
Any questions. Yeah. Have a little informal meeting, which we'll do again at the beginning over rules. Answer any questions that anyone has. We can do that.
And if there's people out there that would like to join Ladies League but don't have a partner and don't know who to maybe ask, we know people. And
please come.
And we have ladies that are singles that are looking for a partner, and that's just another way that they can get to know other people in the community. So
now there is a deadline to get entered for the Ladies League, correct?
There is a deadline. You have to be paid up for your Ladies League dues by April 28th, even though league doesn't start till the 5th. So your options are scanning the QR code on one of our flyers to sign up. But to pay your money, you can come that night to the clubhouse on that Tuesday, the 14th. Or if you're out and about around town, I own Studio 205. So you're always welcome to stop by and bring your cash or check for your Ladies League payment there if you can't get to that meeting. But we do have to have it before the end of April, because that night of league, we have too much going on. Mm-hmm. You already have to be signed up. We need whole assignments done, and it's just, it helps everyone out.
And two, yep, the QR code, it's on Heritage Hills website. Our flyer is on there too, so they can also go to Heritage Hills website and find the flyer for the Ladies League.
Quicker the better.
Quicker the better.
Sooner the better.
Yeah. I mean, we already have probably, I want to say, 19 teams signed up already. So,
but we have to have you signed up and your money paid by April 28th. Yes. That's very important.
And $50 covers everything, doesn't it?
It covers Ladies League, all of your flag prizes, okay, but then whether you're a member or a non-member, you'll have to pay your dues to golf at the course each Tuesday night.
Okay, yes,
your
gotcha.
Fees. And then we're going to have some extra ones. Because if you want to participate, it's called hole out money. So if somebody gets a hole out, you know, during the round, you put your name on the scorecard. And if there's one hole out, if there's two, depending on how much money's in the cup, we split whoever wins the hole.
We're going to have lots of extras this year that we haven't had. So they just need to come out to the meeting, come join us at Ladies League, and we'll let them know about all the extras we're adding in this year.
Yep. You're pumped up for a pretty nice summer of golf, aren't you?
I'm excited. I just want it to be fun. Yep. I want to socialize. And I just want the ladies of this community and surrounding communities to come together, because we're here to support each other. Mm-hmm. And while we're doing it, I mean, you can have a nice cocktail. Let's chase a little white ball around.
Right.
And enjoy the outside.
Just enjoy each other.
Heck yeah. Once again, Heritage Hills Golf Course Facebook page has a lot of information as well. So if you have any more questions, or feel free to get a hold of
one of us.
One of you guys as well. Perfect. But again, April 14th, if you can be at that open house, 6 to 8 at the clubhouse, please show up, right?
Please. Yep. We'd love to see you.
All right. Do we miss anything?
Well, we got lots more, but they got to come see us to find out.
Yeah. There you go. They're not telling me that. You just got to find out the night of the 14th.
For ladies.
There we go. Yeah. You bet. Nice job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
Thanks for having us.